Hi, my name's Emma,
interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and one another. It's the 19th of September 2009 at 7:22 p.m. Can I please ask you for your full name, date of birth and where you come from?
Yes, my name's Matthew Barnes. My date of birth is 22nd of October 1983 and I live in South Manchester. Well, all day I've been feeling quite nervous, to be honest. I don't actually remember signing up to do it, so either I've been stitched up or I did it drunk and can't quite remember doing it. But yeah, I found out about 3 weeks ago that I was doing it. Like, I got the email through and read it, and it was like prime time, 8 till 9, you know, like these 4 o'clock in the morning jobs. So I was like, okay, yeah, that's cool. I was really excited for about an hour and then realised that actually I've got to do something. And then sort of put it towards the back of my mind for a long time, and then the past sort of week or so it's been getting a bit closer, and I've been getting gradually more and more nervous and just trying to ignore it and not planning it at all. And then woke up today and was like, okay, shit, it's today. So okay, so yeah, like that sort of built up, and now I think I'm probably the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life, to be honest. I've never, like you hear, like when you see things on TV and people like comedians or whatever, and they're going, okay, what do you feel like before you go on stage? And their sort of like cliched response is always, oh, I'm quite nervous, I feel quite sick. And I've always thought that was just not true, like a bit of a cliche. But today, the first time, like when I came out through the Charing Cross Tube and looked up, it's the first time I've actually felt sick through being nervous. So yeah, like genuinely, well, yeah, fairly nervous, fairly excited, but really apprehensive. Essentially, I'm going to look like an idiot for an hour on the internet and on the TV. So yeah.
What are you going to do up there?
I'm not sure. I was planning. Well, what I. Right, my first plan was to sort of get the crowd talking to each other and. Because generally, like, the general public don't communicate with each other generally. Like, if you're on the tube or if you're on a bus, like, it's very rare that you'll have someone chat to you. And if someone does chat to you, you generally sort of view them with a bit of, why are you talking to me? Like, you know, this is my space. And I think that's not a very nice way to be. So I was going to try and utilise my hour to get people talking to each other and just to not be so much of a dick all the time. And the way that I was going to do that was to get little plastic balls and put like a little challenge inside them and throw them out into the crowd and have like, okay, you and four strangers have a game of hide and seek. And then after about a week of that, realised that there's just no way they're going to do it. Like, if I was in the crowd, I'm like, well, maybe not me, I probably would, but the general public, if they got like a ball with a task in from a stranger on a plinth in Trafalgar Square, it's unlikely that they're going to go, okay, yeah, because you've asked me, I'll do that. So I tried to turn it down a little bit and thought, okay, well, if I just make it, rather than making them do things with their body, like game of hide and seek or conga, just get them to shout something out. And I thought it'd be quite a good idea to get them to shout like a word, but then if you hear like word A, you shout word B, and if you hear word B, you shout word C, and get that just going round and round. And then I thought, well, they probably won't do that either. So essentially, now I'm just going to stand on a plinth for an hour and just talk to people and hopefully get a bit of reciprocation from the crowd. I've got a torch, so I'll shine it up in their faces. And hopefully they'll talk to me. Otherwise, I'm just going to look like an idiot for an hour. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
You ever done anything like this before?
What, stand on a plinth in Trafalgar Square? I've been in a school play once and I was a tree. I'm a fairly confident person. Like, I'm willing to chat to strangers, but that's different. It's like, you know, when you're in a bar and you can, you know, okay, go chat to him, go chat to her, go chat to them. And it's sort of okay in a bar because that's a social forum, but to do it on a big thing in Trafalgar Square, where essentially they're there to watch you, they're not there to talk to you, is a bit harder. And you know, you do a school play, it's like, you know, the audience is there to do, you know, to your mum and your dad, then it's fine. But I've never done anything on such a grand scale, but luckily there's a chess game on today, so all the attention's over there. So hopefully I'll be ignored.
Is anyone watching you today?
Yeah, I've got my dad's here, my brother's here, his girlfriend's here, I've got a few friends here. Obviously, like, Facebook is quite a big sort of social network site, and created a event. And loads of people that I'd met, like, years ago, like, I went snowboarding in Canada, like, 4 years ago and learned to be an instructor and met loads of friends there that I've not spoke to for years and years. And I worked in London about 3 years ago and met loads of people there that I've not spoke to for a while. And all these people just, like, came out of the woodwork, and they've all said that they're going to come. So if everyone says, sorry, if they all come, there's probably going to be about 100 people, but it's unlikely they'll all come. So I think realistically about 20 people. So yeah, I'm not alone apart from up there. But yeah, there's people in the crowd that I can sort of look out for confidence and stuff. So yeah, it's all good, hopefully.
Where have you come from today?
I came from Manchester on the train with my dad. Yeah, that's where I came from.
Is that where you live?
Yeah, well, I live in South Manchester in a place called Chorlton. Lived with my folks for a while in Bowdoin, went to university in Huddersfield. Went to Canada first, went to university in Huddersfield. Moved back with my folks for about a year or two, and then moved to Chorlton, lived with a mate for about a year. And now we're moving out of the flat because it's small. So me and him and two other mates moving into, like, a big house in about a month. But yeah, Chorlton, South Manchester, quite a trendy sort of... I think, like, to compare it to a place in London, I've been told it's sort of like a less posh... I'm going to say Chalk Farm. It's not Chalk Farm. My brother lives there. I can't remember. Essentially, what I'm going to say now is a sentence and not have the point at the end. Is that okay? Good, right. It's like a posh place in London. Less posh place in London.
What do you do?
Well, I had designs on being a cameraman. I did media and TV production at uni, and then was like a cameraman and stuff for a small production company local to where I lived in Manchester for a bit, which was lottery funded, but they didn't tell me it was lottery funded. I'm sure I could have researched it had I put some effort into it. And then they didn't get the funding 1 year, so it sort of dissolved into nothing, and I was jobless, so I signed on for a bit. And my friend owns a finance company, and he said, do you want to do some temp work for me? So I did for a bit and just got sucked into that. So now I work in finance, which is dull, but it's sort of all right. Like, I've got friends who work there. Like, my friends there have, like, known since I was like 14. So it's, although the work itself is pretty sort of number crunching and pretty dull, the sort of chat and, like, the work sort of just being in the office is fine, and, you know, if you're late, it's fine. If you want to phone in and, oh, sorry, I got a bit pissed last night, I'm a bit late, it's all right. So, although the work's not great, the atmosphere is sort of doable, and the pay's pretty average, but, you know, in this sort of current climate where it's fairly hard to get a job, I'm not looking to jump ship anytime soon.
What kind of things would you like to do when you're not at work?
The sort of usual thing, I suppose, go out, drink, la la la. I've got quite a big passion for photography and climbing and snowboarding. Photography you can do all the time, that's fine. Climbing, there are climbing walls around. I live in Manchester, so it's fairly close to sort of like Derbyshire and stuff. There's walls where you can go and climb outdoors. Snowboarding, slightly more difficult. So, like, I tend to try and get away once a year, hopefully. And my uncle owns a place in France in the Pyrenees, so I get, like, cheap makes rates. There's a snow dome in Manchester recently, but it's not great. But yeah, just photography, snowboarding, drinking, clubbing.
What is it about photography that you like?
I like being able to capture a moment. I think it's quite hard to capture, like, a specific moment, especially if you're dealing with, like, people, and to try and catch how they feel in a certain time, that's, like, really hard. And if you can get that, it just, on photo, it just looks amazing, man. Like, I love it. Like, if you can catch, like, a smile or, like, a laugh, or even if we're looking sad, like, although, like, the photo might seem like a sad photo, the actual, it's hard to explain, you know, to get, like, to feel good about looking at someone who's sad, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just good to be able to capture someone in their sort of unique, when they're just being, like, really true to themselves and not sort of posing for a photo. I mean, you go to like festivals and clubs and go, you know, take a photo and do a silly pose, and you know, that's fine. But to capture someone when they're not aware that they're being photographed, or when they're not bothered they're being photographed, I think is really cool. And also, I quite like messing around with cameras and pressing buttons and messing about like lenses. And I like, I'm quite geeky. Essentially, I like a lens that is called a load of letters and a load of numbers and a load of letters. And I like being able to say those numbers and letters.
What kind of camera do you use?
Well, I've got a crappy little point and shoot thing, because I can't afford to buy a big one. But I'd like to use just any digital big camera, like a Canon. I don't know, you know, name a good camera. I'd like to use it. I've not got one that I use loads because I can't afford to buy one, but. Yeah, just any nice digital SLR
camera.
No, probably not as much as I should. No, I don't. I'd like to cut it short. I look at it very infrequently. I think that's quite like a selfish attitude to have. Like, as much as I like photography, it's very rare that I'll go and see someone else's. But that's not necessarily because I don't want to see anyone else. It's just because either I'm just not aware it's going on, or I just haven't got the time, or it's far away. Yeah.
Whereabouts did you grow up?
I grew up in a place in South Manchester called Bowden. It's quite a leafy South Manchester suburb. Found out when I went to college that it's actually quite posh. I didn't realise that when I was growing up. It's just where you live, isn't it? But yeah, it's like it's a posh place. Quite a lot of Porsches and Ferraris and stuff. But yeah, really nice, man. Like, lived in a nice house with my folks, got a brother and a sister. Had a cat that died, I've got two now. Yeah, just like loads of days, just sort of going out on your bike and riding around the village and kicking leaves and just that kind of thing. Yeah, it was nice, man. Just I think probably more privileged than most, but not, you know, not top end. Yeah, it was nice, man. Yeah, I had a really nice childhood. Yeah, it was good.
What did your parents do?
Dad's a doctor, mum was a French... Well, dad was a doctor, mum was a French teacher. They're both retired. Dad retired about a year ago, mum retired about 5 years ago, and since then they've just been going abroad a lot. Yeah. Yeah, it's good, man. It's like, it's fine. It's always been fine. I think it's got better recently. Not that it was ever bad, but I think just now we're just getting on sort of more of a level with each other. I think it's, you know, I can go out and get pissed with my dad and I got pissed with my mum, and I can be an idiot and it's fine, and I can take the piss out of them. And that's only recent, actually. It's only about like the past sort of, I don't know, 3 or 4 years that that's happened. I think obviously when you're young you just sort of look up to them as your parents, and then they're for, you know, oh, I've hurt my knee or whatever, or you know, food and bed and whatever. But and then like you sort of come to an age where you start going out drinking and you're like, okay, you know, I'll go for a drink with my dad, but you think, oh fuck, I'm a bit pissed, like I probably shouldn't have pissed in front of my dad because I'm only 18 or whatever. And now it's fine, like you can just go out with my mum and dad and, sorry, it sounded like we're just a bunch of pissheads. Like, we're not. We're not. But, yeah, it's just nice to just be able to go out and just be comfortable with him. Like, and I'm sure that's sort of probably standard with most people from an early age. But, yeah, I've got a really nice, friendly relationship with them. Like, I love them to bits. They love me. And, yeah, they're friends, man. Yeah, it's cool.
Would you like a family?
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait at all. Yeah, not yet. But... yeah, I think like as soon as you find the right person, and you're making me just talking cliches now, aren't you? Yeah, you know, you find the right person, you settle down, you have a kid, and you get married or not, whatever. I think, yeah, that's what it's about, man. Like, whether you've got religion or not, which I don't, but to have like a family, like to have you and your wife or your partner and a kid, that's, or two kids or three or four or whatever. That's it, man. Like, to be able to love her and him or her or them, and spend your days just being like that. That's great, man. Like, what's better than that? You can be like, currently single, been single for a while, and just like, I've got friends that are getting engaged, and you know, I've got a friend that got married, and no one's got, actually, has anyone got a kid? Yeah, well, a friend of a friend's got a kid recently, so not my friend. And just to see like their dynamic change when that kid got born, it was only like, I don't know, 3 months ago. But just to see the love that was always there between them two just get just times by infinity when that kid got born, and just see how they interact with each other and how they look at each other and just how radiant they look all the time. And also to see the amount of love they're giving to this kid, and yeah, it's beautiful, man. Like, I can't wait to have a family. It'd be ace. Like, absolutely fantastic. Not yet, though.
Any other hopes or ambitions?
I think it's just the family, like, just to have enough money to live comfortably. I'm not asked about having a mansion or a Ferrari or whatever. Yeah, just to have, like, a nice long-term partner or wife and a kid or two and a house and security. Like, yeah, that's fine. That'll do me. Tick. Done. Absolutely.
Coming back to the plinth, is there anything you'd like to gain from your experience in your hour out there?
I just want to see if it's possible to get strangers to talk to each other. That's what I want to see, especially in London, and being from the north, there's a big like north-south divide, and I think generally people think that people in London are quite, you know, curt with each other, and that's not necessarily true, but I just think the general public in general is quite unwilling to have a conversation with a stranger. Like, for example, if I went out, not there, because obviously that's where there's loads of stuff going on, but if I was to walk down, I don't know, just Ash Street in London and just tap someone on the shoulder and go, hello, blah, whatever, it's unlikely they're going to go, oh, actually, yeah, I'll have a chat with you, because why not? I'm not in a rush. And the thing is, they're probably not in a rush. They just don't want to talk to, not necessarily me, but just person X. And I think it'd be, I'd quite like to see, or quite like to learn from the plinth, that people aren't as arsey as people think people are. I think generally everyone is nice, I think, or can be nice if they're given the right opportunity. And I just want to see if that's possible.
You talked about the north-south divide. Is this a London-specific opinion, or UK in general?
Well, no, yeah, UK in general. There is, like, you know, the north, it's like, maybe it's just me, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm fairly confident that there's a, like, when I meet people from London, there's a big, like, oh, you're from Manchester, oh, you're northern monkey, and oh, you're southern fairy, there's all that, and it's all in jest, like, but it is there, like, and it's all friendly, but then, you know, you get the people that aren't friendly about it, and, you know, don't want to get into that. But yeah, it's just sort of with any country or any place, like, there's just a jokey difference between you, and yeah, I don't think it's worth catching on to North South about. That was just a thing that I said. It's not necessarily anything that I believe in hugely.
What about people who see you up there? What would you like them to, is there anything you'd like them to think about you?
What, of me?
Yeah.
I've not really thought of that. Just that I'm not an idiot, I suppose. I'm not really doing it for me. Well, I am. Well, I'm doing it for me, as in like my self gain. But I'm not doing it to make people like me. I don't really care what they think of me, to be honest. Like, yeah, you know, if they're there and they think I'm an idiot, fine. They'll walk off and I won't see them again. I probably won't even know they think I'm an idiot. I suppose it'd be nice for them to think that I'm a nice person, but I'm not overly bothered.
How have your friends and family reacted when you told them you were going to do?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, mixed. My friends were just like, right, you're an idiot, why have you done that? Some friends were really excited. My dad was more, yeah, just bit excited. My mum, on the other hand, was just ridiculous. She like screamed and went, oh, and did a flappy hand thing, told all her friends, and she seems to think it's like this really big thing, and it sort of is, like, you know, it's quite important, But I think my mum seems to think it's like I'm going to be on TV and like a celebrity. I think that's how she sees it, which isn't the case, obviously. But yeah, my friends are like, they're all supportive and they're sort of glad that I'm doing it. I think they're just looking forward to. I think that they all hope I'm going to make a fool out of myself. I think that they're all online tonight, all of them, all of them. You know, they're here. They're over there. Yeah, they're just over there. Well, mum's not. No, she's in France, I think. But she's checking online. Dad's here. Brother's here. Sister's checking online. I think my friends just want me to like fall off the plinth or I don't know, do something silly. But yeah, like generally, you know, they've been supportive. That's always a really difficult question, isn't it? Not really.
Thank you very much.
No problem, thanks for your time.